Janet Yellen on inflation and a recession. Railroad workers and what President Biden may do. You know, we've gone nearly a week without any Twitter news. Time to change that. It's the business news headlines for Monday, the 12th day of December. Thanks for being with us again today. In other business news headlines, Costco credit card users are losing a major benefit. In more retail news, mall anchor stores are closing starting on December 31. We'll share who that is. The nearly century-old headquarters for a one-time thriving car company is being demolished in Detroit. Wall Street had quite the day, and who is more loyal, hybrid workers or those who head into the office every day? For the interview, we're talking about the many misconceptions of change with Liz Cooney of Tarot International. But first, the news.
Insight on Business News Hour and Headlines is brought to you by the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members worldwide. Find them at ntpda.com. Tarot International is a professional training center dedicated to helping individuals and businesses succeed. Achieve, lead, and outclass with tarot. TERO.com. The business news is also brought to you by AARP. Learn more at aarp.org. Also, Focus and Find, a socially responsible recruiting company dedicated to making a difference. Focusandfind.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Monday edition of the Business News Headlines. Grateful that you are along for the ride again today. Want to find us on Twitter? Yeah, we're still there. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen weighed in on the inflation recession theme and offered some advice on what to expect and predicting a major inflation cool down and stressing that a recession is not required to get prices back under control. Yellen, like many economists and even the Federal Reserve, has previously been over-optimistic about inflation. She admitted earlier this year that she was wrong about the path of inflation, telling CNN's Wolf Blitzer in June that she didn't at the time fully understand the large shocks to the economy that would come from Russia's war in Ukraine. The comments come after Friday's hotter-than-expected wholesale inflation report, which showed producer prices increased in November at the slowest annual pace in 18 months. The more closely watched consumer inflation report is due out tomorrow and is expected to show a similar cooldown of consumer prices. The Federal Reserve is widely expected to deliver a seventh straight interest rate hike on Wednesday, though investors are betting the U.S. Central Bank will slow the pace of rate increases from 0.75 point to 0.5 point. The Fed's aggressive rate hikes have driven up borrowing costs. Credit card rates are at a record high and have raised fears of, yes, a recession. Across the nation, there will be rallies in support of the railroad workers and their quest to be paid for sick time and give them a break when it comes to days off. CNN is reporting that it's possible if President Biden steps up with an executive order. Workers have been unsuccessful getting their demands for paid sick leave met through months of negotiations with the freight rail companies or through congressional action. But on Friday, 70 Democrats in Congress signed a letter asking for President Joe Biden or some federal agency to issue an order giving rail workers the 7 sick days a year they're seeking. Think of that, 7 sick days a year. The White House did not immediately respond to a request for comment on the letter from the union's congressional allies, but officials with the rail union said they've been talking to the administration about some kind of executive action to get them the sick time they've been seeking and that they are hopeful action could be coming. The congressional letter said executive action by either Biden himself, the Labor Department, or the Federal Railroad Administration is needed because the lack of paid sick days poses a safety hazard to the general public by having rail workers try to do their jobs when they are sick. In the letter, it said, if a rail worker comes down with COVID, the flu, or some other illness and calls in sick, that worker will not only receive no pay, but will be penalized and, in some cases, fired. We cannot allow that to continue, end quote. The union said that members could use their bank of paid time off when sick more easily in the past, but deep staff cuts in recent years have left the railroads so understaffed, it's rare that workers can get approval to be off in those instances when they wake up not feeling well. And of course, that's all in the name of profits. Well, it's been a week since we've had any Twitter news. Time to change that. We're not sure if Elon Musk is attempting to raise money or just clean out the Twitter headquarters with his garage sale. CNN is reporting that Twitter is cleaning house and looking to offload things like a large Twitter bird statue and a giant at sculpture planter. Among the less interesting items also include a projector, IMAX screens, and standing desks. There are also multiple espresso machines and even an electric bike charging station. The online auction opens January 17 and closes the next day, said Heritage Global Partners. That's the company facilitating the sale. Opening bids for all items range between $25 and $50. On January 22, a major benefit will end for Costco credit card users. Money Talks News is reporting that if you have a Costco Anywhere Visa, you have extended warranty protection, but not for much longer. Consider this. The Costco Anywhere Visa card by Citi will retire its extended warranty benefit effective January 22 of 2023. Cardholders will still be able to take advantage of this coverage on qualifying purchases before that date. And if you already have made a qualified purchase with the card, the coverage extension you received at that time will remain in place. Now, most people, if they have to pay for an extended warranty, will opt for a no thank you. But the Costco Anywhere Visa offered 2 extra years of warranty coverage on qualified purchases at no extra cost, which is a pretty easy yes. Make any purchases that you will foresee needing a longer warranty before January 22 to make the most of this benefit. You know, malls were once retail shopping meccas, but consumers seem to tire of them. Like, who wants dozens of retail shops in one place when you have Amazon? Now, Best Life is reporting that many mall anchor stores are folding up their tent and moving on. Stores like Macy's have started working on new store concepts outside of those shopping centers in order to keep their business strong. Dick's Sporting Goods is a well-known fixture at malls across the country. Now the retailer will permanently shutter its location at a retail development in Jefferson City, Missouri, later this month. Dillard's is also making a cut. The department store is set to shutter its location at the Santa Rosa Mall in Mary Easter, Florida. Radiant Partners, owners of the mall, confirmed they are entering into a deal to acquire the Dillard's store and close it as part of a redevelopment plan. While Dick's and Dillard's are just closing one location each, one popular mall chain may be eliminating its retail footprint forever. That chain is Sears. Back in 2019, there were 200 stores. Today, there are only about 23. The once proud world headquarters for AMC, that would be the American Motor Company, is being torn down for redevelopment, and this is happening in Detroit. The building and its company have quite the history. The Drive is reporting that the facility, which opened in 1927, originally served as an appliance firm that formed one of the forebears of AMC, which was birthed, by the way, when the Hudson Motor Car Company merged with Nash Calvinator back in 1954. It was used as the company's global headquarters until 1975 and became Chrysler property after AMC's buyout in the late 1980s. In 2009, the last engineering operations on site ceased, and the buildings were sold to a scrapper that gutted the site before its foreclosure. The complex sat abandoned, decaying in the public eye, prompting Detroit's mayor to describe the site as ruin porn. That is, until recently, when demolition operations began ahead of the land's redevelopment. So what's happening with the land? Well, the 56 acres once inhabited by AMC already have their next life cut out for them. Sold for $5.9 million in December of last year, their new owner, North Point Development, intends to invest $66 million into the site adding two new buildings with 728,000 square feet of industrial space. As of September, General Motors was expected to be the tenant of the new space, as real estate sources indicated to Automotive News. The new facility is expected to open as soon as late 2023. Hey, by the way, if you want to see what the AMC cars looked like, head to our Twitter page, IOB_NewsHour, for photos. Well, stocks closed sharply higher today, bouncing from last week's losses ahead of a highly anticipated reading on inflation for November. The Dow Jones Industrial Average ended up by more than 500 points, or 1.6%, while the S&P 500 gained 1.4%, and the NASDAQ advanced by 1.3%. Last week, all three major benchmarks suffered losses, snapping a two-week win streak. Investors are awaiting fresh inflation data from the Consumer Price Index, with the CPI report scheduled to be released tomorrow morning ahead of the U.S. stock market's open. Oil closed up with the West Texas Intermediate crude, gaining 23 cents to trade at $73.39 a barrel. And finally, there is this, and this has to do with employee loyalty. As the remote work debate rages on, new data shows it could be worth it for employers to meet workers in the middle. About 70% of hybrid workers have a strong sense of company loyalty. That, according to a new Prudential survey. Just 64% of in-person employees and 59% of remote workers feel similarly. The reasoning? Hybrid workers get the best of both worlds, the flexibility to work from home, along with the social interaction of the office. They're also happier with their compensation and benefits packages. All right, stay with us and click ahead for a conversation about change and how leaders need to better understand how to communicate that to their employees.